There are two characters in this poem named Li Sao and Li Jia, and there are two servants of my mother's in China. Servitude. Li Sao and Li Jia. Hunan, 1938. She takes one breast out of her silken undershirt, like a secret, a warm brown egg, and places it into his open mouth. His body's hammocked in floral cloth, tied to her bosom. August sweats at the base of her neck. She gives away her milk to a child she calls Xiao An, smallest night. She wishes he were her own as she crouches in a field, separating rotted stems from dry tea leaves. I think of unraveling her two long braids when I do the chores, chasing the crazed chickens with their throats cut, stringing them by their feet to the front trees, bodies dripping with leaves. The air smells of wild blood everywhere. Tonight, after she has swept stiff crickets down the back steps, after I've washed dung from my fingernails with ginger, she will come quietly. We will lie down on woven straw mats and watch the hanging branches scrape against the unarmed sky. She puts her fingers to my lips. I smell smashed guava and lilac powder. I eat what she brings me, bits of pig knuckle and mushrooms collapsed in brown sauce. The whole town is strewn with horses and red doorways and burned fish. Past this house, there is a field set afire, the torching of it like a lit city. Li Sao, the bruised night pours in through all the shutters of the house, and nothing is coming for us.